And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to open an Italian wine. But this isn't just a straight Italian wine. This is a blend. This is a red blend, a blend of three grapes. We're going to find out a little bit more about it in just a little bit. It should be interesting now. You know how I feel about red blends, but we'll see how this one goes. Also tonight, we're going to pair it with some food, have some great food to pair it with, and we're going to toast some national days, tell a few dad jokes, and show another film from the Boone Daily, another short comedy video from the Boone Daily. Hope you'll enjoy it. All right, if you're just joining me for the first time or for the 156th time, because this is the 156th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, all just from my head. Now, I do have my show notes, and they're right here, as always. I don't know whether I'll follow them or not. As you know, I generally stray away from this quite a bit. Especially when we get to the chat, because it is an open chat tonight, because this show isn't about me. Now, this show is somewhat about the wine. We do get into the wine a little bit. Sometimes we get way down into the wine if it's a really good bottle. But this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing, decompressing from the week, the stressful week, and just having a good time, chatting with each other. No, we don't talk about politics or religion on the show. We keep it family-friendly. Family-friendly in the chat, please. All the chats. But we get together and really try to just kind of find common ground, I guess you could say. Try to find things that bring people together. And that's what wine does. It brings people together. Okay? Has for eons. And it will continue to do so. All right. If you're watching live now, or if you're listening live now, you can listen live too on any of these venues. You don't have to sit here and watch me, you know, watch this talking head go yabba, 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 but, or whatever it is I do. But you can watch live on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. You can watch live on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. Also on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. We're on Odyssey now. That's Drink with Rick. And we are live on Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick. It's twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick1. Drink with Rick and the number one, all one word. So that's where we are on Twitch. And we have a number of people that follow us on Twitch and enjoy the show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here. I'm liking Twitch. I like the Twitch, the sense of community that Twitch streamers bring. You know, to their streams and to other people's streams as well. And I found it to be a very, very outgoing community overall. YouTube, not so much, but Twitch, yeah. I'm not going to go into that right now. See, that's my stream of consciousness going. Now, you can watch in all those venues, and we have live chats going on every one of them. I think all the live chats are going on right now. Yes, they are. You can also watch live on the website. The website is Drink with Rick, drinkwithrick.com, as you can see right here, drinkwithrick.com. We don't have a live chat going there, but we do have a comment box. If you click on the post for this live video feed going on right now, you'll get a comment box. Type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away. I get the comments later, but I will respond, and I will reply. And in the next episode as well. We'll read them in the next episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Now, the podcast, if you can't watch now or listen now, you can watch later, watch anytime or listen anytime. You can watch anytime too on the website at drinkwithrick.com. But you can listen anytime wherever you can find a podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and Deezer and Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, blueberry.com, of course, and by email. Now, if you click on the little blue button, if you go to subscribe on Drink with Rick, drinkwithrick.com. Click the little blue subscribe button that says subscribe by email. Put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. Promise, no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time. Please don't. Please don't. You know, you can subscribe to me on any of these other venues too, YouTube and Odyssey and wherever else you can subscribe there. Follow me on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But I really don't push that too much. I know a lot of people, you know, isn't it kind of annoying? You're watching YouTube video and the first thing the YouTube video is, oh yeah, click that little subscribe button, hit the bell and all that kind of stuff. I don't push that. I mean, you can do it if you want, but I don't really push that, and I don't beg people for subscriptions or, you know, hitting the bell and whatever the bell does, things like that. It's not really what I'm trying to do here content-wise. I want to deliver good content. I don't want to waste your time just spending half of a show talking about how to subscribe to me. Okay. Although I've kind of already done that as far as how to watch. And then, you know. Yeah, I did, didn't I? Okay. But look, I'm not going to beg you for subscriptions. I'm not even going to beg you to buy me a coffee. Yeah, I stayed on that thing way too long. You can buy me coffee at drinkwithrick.com or two or three or five. You don't have to. But if you do that, the proceeds go towards paying for the prizes that we give away on the show. And we do give away prizes on the show. As a matter of fact, my good friend Ed won a book last week, a dad joke book, and I'm going to be sending that out to him very shortly. No, I haven't forgotten about you, Ed. I've not forgotten about you at all. All right, and let's check the chats real quick before we get into the wine. And Ratfink 666 FTW is on the chat, and he says, "Can you recommend a good Greek wine?" Wow, Greek wines. All right. Well, let's see. I'd have to think about that a little bit. You know, I really haven't had that many wines from Greece, although they do make some wine. They make some decent wines. A lot of my favorites are from places like, Italy, like what we're going to open up, because I'm Italian. I'm of Italian descent. So we have an Italian wine here tonight. And Argentina, I love a good Argentinian wine. I like good, wines from Chile and France, of course. I've had some German wines. I've had some. I've had wines from all around. You know, I have a wine down here from Middle East somewhere. I've got to pull that out one of these days, but I haven't opened it yet. I was saving that for a very special occasion. But wines from all over the world. And to be honest, I don't recall the last Greek wine I've had. But it's a good question. I will research that a little bit, and maybe I can pull up a Greek wine. We can try it out. I can review it on the show. How about that? Can you recommend one? Radfink says, trying to expand my palate, as we all are, and I think that's a great idea. I'm glad you brought up Greek wines. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write that down right now. Greek wines, seriously, Greek wines. I'm going to check that out, because I don't know that we've ever actually reviewed a wine from Greece here on the show, and I really would like to try one. South Africa, I tried my first South African Pinotage. In the first season, or in season four, but late in the first season, I tried one, and I really, really liked it. And I really, that's one of my go-to wines here. To find a good Pinotage, they're kind of hard to find here in the States, but when I find one, I really like to purchase it, and I like to drink it, and I enjoy a good Pinotage. And it's become a favorite for me. There's no doubt that trying new things is always great. So, Raffink, when you're saying trying to expand your palate, that's always a good thing. And I like to do the same thing. And as a matter of fact, I've got that written down. I'm going to go look for some Greek wines, and maybe we can review one on an upcoming episode. We'll see if we can do that. Thank you. I really appreciate the suggestion on that. Okay, so let me show you what we're going to open tonight. This is what we have. It's a Monte Antico. It's a Toscana. This is a blend, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a blend of Sangiovese, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon, a cab. This is a 2018, and it says from select Tuscan hillside vineyards. It's a red wine product of Italy. Now, I've got the back of this as well. I'm going to read the back for you. Monte Antico, Toscana, 85% Sangiovese, 10% Cab, and 5% Merlot. And it says this blend is a result of the synergy between Italian wine specialist Neil Empson and renowned winemaker Franco Bernabe. From the finest grapes and prime Tuscan hillsides, fruit and soil selection allow the wine to achieve consistent quality with each vintage. Aged 1 year in oak and 6 months in bottle, its full body and lush, fruity flavor make this a perfect match for cheese, pasta, and all meat dishes. And this is bottled by C. Santa Lucia in Pontedera, Italy, for Epson and Company in Milano. And this has 13% ABV by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine, 13% ABV. So it's a little bit lower than what we had last week. Last week, I think it was about a 14% alcohol by volume. I didn't get too far in the bottle. I was trying to take it easy a little bit. But that's and Rafi says, thanks, Rick, and you're quite welcome. Please stick around because we're going to have some fun. We're going to open up this bottle of wine, and we're going to taste it. We're going to pair it with some foods. Let me show you the food that we have to pair it with. This is what we have to pair it with tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, prepared this dish. We have barbecued chicken. And I'm not sure how this will go with barbecue chicken, but we also have pasta, and this should go really well with the pasta. And we have a couple of cheeses. We have the, this is a, oh, gee, if you're in the chat, what was this? This is the cheddar, is a cheddar Parmesan blend, I believe is what it is. And this is a cheddar from Cracker Barrel. It's a sharp cheddar, I think. Medium or sharp. And then we have some smoked turkey as well over here. And my wife made this little garnish with a bit of, oh boy, why don't you have to put that there? I'm going to eat that and then I'm going to be in big trouble later. this is a bit of brownie. So, yeah, not supposed to be eating so much of the sweet stuff, but yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Been eating more of the sweet stuff. And I'm trying to lose some weight in time for Podfest next month, but I don't know how well that's going to work out because I've been eating a little bit more than I should. Let's check the rest of the chats for just a moment before we open this bottle of wine. And Facebook is kind of quiet at the moment. I know that people wander in on Facebook a little bit later, and we've got it's going live on YouTube, and folks will watch on YouTube and on Odyssey and Twitter. You know, here's the thing, is that I can't really see your tweets right now. I've got some tweets here, but I can't really, let's see what we got going on here. Well, I know I'm up there, and looks like people are watching. Well, okay, I can't see the tweets. We'll see if I can catch them later. All right, so let's open up this bottle of wine. And I've got everything in place now. I don't need my mechanical corkscrew tonight, which is at the standby. I'm looking at, this is the camera. Let me go back to camera one. Here we go. That's easy. All right. Yeah, I get carried away sometimes. Just wait till you see me drink some wine. All right, we're going to open it up with the screw cap. Yeah. A little joke left over from the Muppet Show back in the 70s with Steve Martin. It opens up the, what is it, soda or something for Miss Piggy and Kermit. He goes, "You want to smell the bottle cap?" I don't know why I remember that. It sticks with me so much. I think it's one of the best lines in that whole movie. And of course, I have my little displacement, liquid displacement there. Okay, we got the aerator in place. Yeah, one of my other favorite lines is that was the corny joke about the fork in the road. You know, they come to the fork in the road. There's a giant fork there. It's a Muppet movie. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway genuine crystal glass given to me by my employers at buytowayradios.com. This came from Ireland. It's Irish crystal. And they went to Ireland and got it for me. That was really, really nice of them. Very cool. Maybe one of these days I can go visit Ireland. We'll see. It'd be kind of fun to visit. All right, we're going to give this wine a little bit of a swirl. Let it open up and breathe. Especially when you have a red blend like this, you kind of want to give it a couple minutes to open up, especially if it's a really bold wine. This one is not particularly bold looking. It's not really super dark. You can't tell from the lights, but it's a nice ruby color, but it's not really, really dark like a couple of wines we've reviewed in a couple weeks past. And this does not look that bold. It doesn't look that bold. It may not taste that bold. We'll find out. But I'm going to let it open up, have a chance to oxygenate a little bit. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, let's find out a little bit more about this wine. Now, I went around checking around on the internet for the wine. I don't know, there's some on there about it, and Total Wine had it and a few other places. That's not where I purchased it, though. I'll tell you where I purchased it in just a moment. Wine Searcher gave it 5 stars. Interesting. I think that was the store that's selling the wine. But they've had it in one place, Niskayuna Specialty Wines and Liquors in New York for $11.99 a bottle. And according to Wine Searcher, the average price for this bottle of wine is $13 for a 750-milliliter bottle. Now, I didn't really find too much pricing in a lot of other places. But Vivino had pricing on it. Vivino also gave it 3.8 stars out of 70 ratings. And they didn't say this vintage is 2018 vintage. And I think the vintage they gave it, it's okay. It's okay. They didn't say it was bad or anything like that, but they didn't say anything great. Just scrolling through some of the reviews, it looks like some people are saying it's pretty well balanced, but they seem to like it. They seem to like it, but we'll find out. I reserve judgment for my own palate, okay? Not anyone else's. All right, because I learned that the hard way a couple of wines ago. I can go back a few episodes back. There was a particular wine that got great ratings from a lot of people, and then I tried it, and I did not like it. I did not like it. And everyone's palate is a little bit different. And that's why I'm not a sommelier. I don't have a super trained palate over decades of training for, you know, finding all the nuances in wine. I have a lot of training in drinking wine, practice in drinking wine over, 55 years or whatever. No, I actually am older. Yeah, I started drinking when I was young, as my liver can probably attest. But I have learned a few things about wine. The thing is, though, 99% of the public, 99.9% of the public, they're not aficionados either. They're not wine experts either, and they just like to drink wine. They know what they like to drink. They know what they don't like to drink, and that's what I am. And every man who likes to drink wine, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And not everyone will agree with my tastes. I won't agree with everyone else's tastes. And I'm talking to you, Charlotte from Charlotte. No offense. It was a great suggestion, but I tried that wine. It was not the greatest, but not for me. I know you love the wine, but it wasn't really for me. But that's the thing. Even the sommeliers, they might like a wine. They might really, really trash a wine that everybody likes. They might really, really love a wine that a lot of other people don't care for, particularly because everybody's palate is different. And even the sommeliers don't always agree with each other 100% of the time. They'll disagree with what they like because it is, when it gets right down to it, yes, there are good wines and bad wines. Don't get me wrong. There are good wines and bad wines. But when you get right down to it, it is literally a matter of personal taste. So, but, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to just kind of give you a little bit of guidance, tell you what I like, and maybe you might like it. Too. I haven't had it yet. You might like it too. Raffing says, nice bottle. Thank you. I like to say I made it myself, but I didn't. It had nothing to do with it. Just bought it. I do keep some bottles in the back that I like the bottles for. Let's see. I'm getting down in the weeds here. Let's go ahead and taste this wine. Let's get a little taste. I think it's opened up enough, right? Oh, I did forget to tell you what I paid for, didn't I? Okay. I purchased this one at Trader Joe's. I have the receipt right here. And what I paid for this bottle of Monte Antico, it's $9.99. $9.99. So cheaper than what they were offering it for at that store in New York, and less expensive than what Vivino has. Well, actually, Vivino has it here for $9.99 as well. So interesting. So it matched that. $9.99 a bottle. Okay. So that's cool. So let's give it a taste and let's see what we've got. Let me take it a little whiff first. Getting a lot of cherry in this wine. Not unexpected with the blend, but. And it smells a little oaky. Let's give it a taste. Lots of cherry, yeah. And a hint of raspberry. And surprisingly smooth. Surprisingly smooth wine. This is not a bold wine. It's kind of medium balanced. And it's very, very dry, but it's kind of medium balanced. Not a lot of tannin in this wine. There are some. There's some tannin in the wine, but not a whole lot. But I tell you what, it does have a very, very nice finish to it. Very nice, smooth finish. Right off the bat, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I like that first taste. Let's give it another one here. Slightly smoky flavor to it. Not a lot. Yeah, a little smoky. Lots of cherry, though. A little bit of raspberry. And a little oaky, but it's mostly cherry. I mean, the cherry is, which is, it's very cherry. But the finish is very, very nice. Goes down very smooth. And I think this is an easy wine to drink. I think this is a very easy wine to drink so far. We're going to let it open up some more. We're going to pair it with some food right now. Before we do that, let's check the chat one more time. See what's going on in the chat. Checking around Facebook. I think that is Sam Center in the chat? She might be. I'm checking the chat there. Yeah, she might be in the chat there somewhere. Okay. So, let me check Odyssey as well. Okay. Back to the show. So let's pair it with some foods. I'm going to go to camera 3 here. And on camera 3, what do we have with the chicken? I don't know if I'm going to try it with the chicken, but I am going to try it with the pasta. The pasta, I think this is a pretty good one for the pasta. I don't know about the barbecue chicken, but the pasta should be really, really good. So let's go and give it a try. Very good pasta with meat sauce, by the way. Leftovers. So now it's good. Okay. It does accentuate the pasta and the meat sauce, and it brings out a little bit of the sauce. Blends really well. I like it. This is a very good pairing right off the bat with pasta. I'm not surprised. I expected this with a good Toscana. And I'm not surprised with it a bit. So I like this. It's a good pairing. It's a good pairing. But let's clear the palate a bit. And let's go back to camera three. And let's try, yeah, maybe I'll try a little piece of the chicken there. Why not? It's getting cold and it's looks like it's seen some better days, better hours. Let's give it a try. This is very good barbecue chicken, by the way. A little cold, though. It's been here in the studio for like half an hour. Okay, surprisingly, I like it with the barbecue. Yeah, with the smoked chicken. It's kind of smoked barbecue chicken. Actually, it goes pretty well with it. I'm surprised. I wasn't expecting a lot from that, but I could drink this with some barbecue. Now, it kind of depends a little bit on what type of barbecue sauce. There are different kinds of barbecue sauce, but you have some that are the ones that are tomato-based, I think it would probably be okay with. If they're tomato-based barbecue sauces, that would probably be fine. Let's clear the palate again one more time, and we'll try it with the smoked turkey. Why not? Now, I would take turkey with a white wine. But back to camera three. White wine for a turkey, but I don't have the turkey. But this is smoked turkey. This is smoked turkey for barbecue. So I'm expecting this. It might be all right. Okay. That's good turkey, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'd say the turkey, not so much for this wine. Yeah, I'd say the turkey, not so much. It's all right. Not the best pairing. I liked it much better with the chicken than the turkey. Let me clear the palate again. Yeah, definitely clear the palate for that one. I mean, it wasn't super bad, but it had kind of an aftertaste. I didn't really care for too much. So probably not the best pairing. But let's go back to camera three, and we'll try it with the cheese. What should we try it with? The cheddar with Parmesan cheese. This I expect to be pretty good. I expect this one to be a good one. Let's see. No, it wasn't bad. It just went down the wrong pipe there. All right, so I have to give that a second shot, right? All right, let's try it one more time. That was me. That wasn't the... I really like this cheese, though. Nicely mixed in with the wine. I think the Parmesan has a lot to do with that. And it makes the Parmesan, it makes the cheddar creamy, but it actually makes the Parmesan a little creamy, too. Because that's a mix. So, yeah, not a bad pairing. Not bad at all. I like it with the cheese. I think that's... Italian wines generally go, particularly red wines, they tend to go pretty well with cheeses anyway. And pastas with cheese and pasta and tomato sauce with cheese. This is probably good wine for pizza. All right. Okay. Let's go back to camera three. And let's try it this time with this cheddar. This is a... Cracker Barrel cheddar, and I believe this is a sharp cheddar cheese. And I think I need some more wine with this. A little more vino. All right. Ooh. Smooth and creamy. So this wine's kind of smooth on its own anyway. Mixed with that cheddar, it adds, the wine adds some creaminess to the cheddar, to the cheese, but it's also very, very smooth. And it's the finish kind of helps accentuate the taste of the cheese a little bit. I like that. That's a good pairing. Very good. Let's clear the palate again. So overall, I give this a 9 out of 10, maybe a 10 out of 10 for the food pairing, for Italian foods, I would say. I would say that. That's what I have there. All right, so far I'm liking this wine. I'm liking it a lot. And this is what it is. And you can pick it up at Trader Joe's for $9.99, at least in my area. And Penny Baby says hi, and hi right back at you. How are you doing? And are you in the Philippines? Are you from the Philippines? And Penny Baby says good, and yourself? And I'm doing just fine. I'm doing even better as I get down to this bottle because I am really liking this wine. I'm really liking this wine. How did you know? I think that the first part of your name there kind of gave it away. Was born and raised in the Philippines. You know what? So is my wife. She was born and raised in the Philippines. She is a Filipina. And now here in the United States. We've been married for over 28 years. Amazing, amazing woman. And she's the one who prepared this. By the way, I want to give my lovely wife, Chi, some full credit for this, which is now kind of half eaten, as you can tell. She prepares these nice dishes, these wonderful dishes for me. It's great. And oh, you know what? I forgot to show the garnish. She has a little garnish here. It's a little hint of mint. Or is that? Okay, what is that, mint? No, that's not mint. It's, oh, it smells nice. I think it is mint. Didn't really look like mint, but I guess it is. she does a wonderful job putting these together. She really does. Penny Baby says, yeah, I'm in California. Moved back in 2006. And wow. Well, congratulations. How do you like California these days? And are you northern or southern California? Or somewhere in the central part of it? California is a big state. Been there a few times. Big, seen quite a bit of it. But I am Florida born and raised. My wife is from the Philippines. Her family is from the Philippines, but most of them are in Florida now. And now my wife and I are North Carolina transplants. But anybody says not so much because everything got more expensive. I'm in Southern California. Okay, so you're in Southern California. Well, here's to Penny Baby. Yes, I do toast folks on the stream. Stick around. I might give away a dad joke book later. We'll see if we get enough people to participate in the chat later. And my good friend Ed is in the chat on Facebook. And Ed says, hi, and hi right back at you, Ed. It's great to see you. I've got your, as mentioned at the beginning of the show, which I think you missed the very beginning, I've got your dad joke book on the way. And I appreciate your participation last week. And I'm hoping I can give another one away this week as well. If we can, we'll see. We'll see. But hey, baby says, do you like sweet wine? Not so much for sweet wines. My lovely wife, Chi, likes them a little bit if they're not too sweet. I'm not a sweet wine person per se. I prefer the dry reds. Although I do have a dry wine every once in a while, and sometimes a semi-dry. Sometimes I've had a couple of sweet wines that were not bad at all. But I generally kind of prefer the dry reds myself. But I know plenty of people who do love sweet wines and don't like dry red wines. And one reason for that, of course, is the dreaded, what some folks consider the dreaded red wine headache, you know, because a lot of people say red wine gives me headaches. That really comes more from the sulfites. It's not so much the red wine itself. A lot of people attribute that to the fact that it's red wine, but generally the red wines will have more sulfites in them than, and also because when they make the red wines, it's with not just the grape when it gets to the pulp, the grape itself, but also the skins. They leave the skins in there, and that helps give it its red color. The white wine's not as much, although I have had a sweet white wine headache before. Wasn't pleasant for me. But as a general rule, yeah, I prefer the dry reds. And Panay Baby says, I like sweet red. Okay, my favorite one is Roscato. Oh, that explains it, she says. Panay Baby says, how do I use a pronoun? He, she, what? You know, these days, everybody's so politically correct. I really don't, to be honest. I don't want to offend anybody. I just want to bring everybody together and drink wine, and that's it. That's all. She, okay. And that's great. Well, we're going to toast some national days here in a few minutes. And for those who just joining me, Ed and everyone else, we're going to toast some national days. And, of course, it's open chat because this is your show. This isn't really my show. This is your show. I'm just here drinking. So, and drinking right along with you. By the way, you can drink whatever you want. You know, it doesn't have to be wine. You can drink white, red, sweet wines, dry wines, whatever. Rosés. Whatever you want, champagne if you want, that's okay. Sparkling wine, sparkling water. You can drink, Kevin, if Kevin's joining us in the chat here at some point, rum and coke is fine, tequila is fine, and you know, whatever you want to drink. It can be soda, it can be water, it can be whatever you want to drink. Fruit juice is fine. As long as we're drinking together, that's the important thing, is that we're all here drinking together. Now, you know, I'm going to show also, we're going to toast the national days. And by the way, if anybody's having a birthday or an anniversary or something coming up, let me know in the chat, and we'll toast it as well. And, of course, we have some dad jokes. We're going to do some dad jokes, and I hope I can give away a dad joke book here shortly. And I've got another short video, short comedy video from the Boone Daily, another short one. It's becoming kind of a series, a little mini-series we're doing here until everybody graduates from App State this year, because that's where they're coming from, App State University. So that's kind of what we got. Anyway, let's see. Penny Baby says, Jameson and ginger ale are good. Okay, yeah. It says, I don't really mind. Oh, as far as the pronouns concerned. It says, Jameson and ginger ale are so good. Sounds pretty good to me, actually. Let's see, what else we have? Ed says, hi, and so how's your week been, Ed? How you been doing? Hope things are going well with you. And Ratfink, hope everything is going well with you. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can try to get a hold of one and drink it, too. Drink right with you, by the way. And, you know, my son, Tom Antio, is not moderating tonight. He's on his way back to App State, I believe. I don't know if he's left just yet or not, but he and his friends came down to visit for the day. Nice little surprise visit for us for the day. And I think they're on their way back up to Boone, North Carolina at this time. So I hope here's to Tom Antio, and may you have a safe trip. You and your friends have a safe trip back to Boone. Please stay safe. All right. Well, I'm going to make sure it's on my Drink with Rick coaster here. I'm ordering some more of these, by the way. I ran out, but I'm ordering some more. So if you want to Drink with Rick coaster, I'll give some of those away as soon as they arrive. I'll be giving some away. And let's go back to the other chats. Check everything. Okay, well, looks like we're good there. For the time being. All right. So, I did not forget YouTube. Okay. All right. So, let's toast the national days. It's good to toast the national days. And we do have a few national days to toast. for today, April 16th, 2022. Let me get my National Day thing going here. All right. National Days. First National Day. Everybody raise your glasses and toast together. National Bean Counter Day. Today is National Bean Counter Day. You know what I mean? We're not just literally counting beans, although you can. We're talking about bean counters. Yes, financials. The folks that do the counting. National Bean Counter Day. Here's the National Bean Counter Day. I'll drink to that. It's because of accountants that I can do this and other things like it, because if I had to do my own accounting, I wouldn't have time to do this or this other stuff. So that's the National Bean Counter Day. It's also the National Eggs Benedict Day. Today, Saturday, April 16th, 2022, is National Eggs Benedict Day. Have you ever had Eggs Benedict? To be honest, I'm not sure if I've ever really had Eggs Benedict. I've had a lot of different kinds of eggs. I have some favorites. I do like a good cheese omelet, sometimes with a little onion in it. Sometimes sunny side up, but scrambled. I like them scrambled. I like medium to soft boiled eggs, medium boiled eggs. My wife likes to make the sunny side up. And I can't recall the last time I had a poached egg. A lot of different ways to serve eggs. What's your favorite egg, by the way? Everybody have a favorite way that they like to have eggs served to them? What's your favorite type of egg? Prepared egg. Some people had them raw, so not my thing. But I have seen people eat the raw eggs, okay? Not for me. And it's actually probably not that safe to do that either, salmonella, things like that. So I prefer to have mine thoroughly cooked. Following USDA and FDA guidelines and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Did I toast it? I didn't toast it, did I? Just drinking. All right, here's the National Eggs Benedict Day. It's also National Healthcare Decisions Day. National Healthcare Decisions Day. I'll drink to that. My wife is a registered nurse, by the way. Has been for a long time. Had quite a career in nursing. And she's very good at what she does. Much better than I would be. She's a much better nurse than I am a patient. I'll tell you that much. And she'll tell you the same thing. I'm a terrible patient. Here's to National Orchid Day, because today is National Orchid Day. For another 1 hour and 12 minutes, it's National Orchid Day. So here's to orchids. To orchids everywhere. Okay, here's a fun one. Although I've never done it, and I've never thought about doing it, and I've had dreams about doing it, which were basically nightmares. Today, you know what today is? Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. And there are some people that do that. Being a Saturday today, I don't know how many people would be going to work in their pajamas. Have you ever had that dream? You know, you're dreaming that you're going to work, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm in my PJs. I'm not dressed up for work. It's one of those anxiety kind of dreams, you know. They say that's caused by anxiety. Yeah, I've had those. I've had those where, you know, I go to work and I'm like, wait a minute, where are my pants? I'm wearing a shirt and a pants and no shoes. And what am I doing? It's very embarrassing. And then I wake up and I'm like, oof, glad it was just a dream. And I hope I never actually do that in real life. That's embarrassing. Anyway, National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. And it seems to me that I've heard that in the last few years especially, that it's become a trend where some people will kind of wear pajamas. Now, I know I've seen them in Walmart, people walking into Walmart wearing their pajamas. I've seen, you know, those the people of Walmart, they go in there wearing all kinds of strange things, sometimes not wearing things. My kids gave me a desk calendar of people at Walmart one year, and try to forget that. Some things you just don't want to remember, you know, some images in your head. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So pajamas, wearing pajamas to work day. So the last 2 years, because of COVID, a lot of us working from home, yes, a lot of us have been wearing our pajamas to work. To be honest, I guess maybe I have worn my pajamas to work. When I'm working from home, the days that I'm working from home, I didn't even think about it. But sometimes I get out of bed, I didn't even think about that. I'm thinking about the office. If I go to my office in Rock Hill, of course I'm not my pajamas, but yeah, walking across the hall and going into my office studio here to on Monday mornings or whatever to log in and start working from home. I'm wearing my pajamas a good deal of the time. Don't tell my boss. He probably knows. He's probably doing the same thing. I don't know. I guess it's okay. Here's the National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. I'll drink to that. All right. And today is also National Auctioneers Day. The third Saturday in April is National Auctioneers Day. Keep pouring, drinking. National Auctioneers Day. My lovely wife, she and I have been to an auction before, and it's entertaining. I think I mentioned this one before. I'm having deja vu here on that. Yes, I have. Auctions are fun. But auctioneers, it's pretty impressive how they do that. And they go to school to learn how to do that. You know, they take classes and take courses on how to be an auctioneer. Not my thing. I can talk, but I can't necessarily talk that fast. That's for sure. Here's the National Auctioneers Day. I'll drink to that. The third Saturday in April. I think that'll do it for the National Days. Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Monte Antico Toscana. This is a blend. It was 85% Sangiovese, 10% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 5% Merlot. And I'm really liking this wine. A big switch from the last couple of weeks where some of the wines we were getting, I didn't really care that much for. The one last week was not as so bad, but it was a super bold wine. The one the week before that, I think it was really, really bold, and I did not like it much at all. In fact, I kept it around for a while. What was it, 2-3 weeks ago? I kept it around for a while. I put it in the fridge thinking that, well, I didn't drink that much of it on the show. It was like not that much at all. And I put it in the fridge and I said, you know, I don't like this wine. So I told she, you can have it and use it for cooking if you want, because she likes to use wine in her cooking. And she says, I don't know if I really want to use that one. So it sat around for a week, and then I opened it up and took a whiff, and she took a whiff. I'm like, nah, I'm pouring this out. So I dumped out a $10 bottle of wine into the sink. Yeah, I did. Done that. It's not the first time I've done that, by the way. But it doesn't happen that often. So you know that if I didn't like the wine enough to, if I poured it down the sink, it was that bad to me. It was probably not the best wine. At least not for me. It was just not my thing. So, yeah. And Octopus Soup is in the chat, and Octopus Soup says, hi, Rick, and hi right back at you, Octopus Soup. I hope you're doing very, very well. I hope your weekend is going well for you. And let me know what you're drinking as well. Yeah, okay, let's see what's next on the agenda here. Oh, yes, some dad jokes and the Boone Daily. You know, some people have been saying, well, you know, I'll wait around till the end of the show to watch the Boone, you know, to watch any of the films that I show. And it's kind of traditional that I've been showing a film short at some point in the show. And in the past, they've usually been a lot of the films that I made on Super 8 back in the day when I was younger, when I was into filmmaking, a filmmaker. And then I've been lately showing a series called The Boone Daily, which is a show that my son Tommy, who is earning his bachelor's in communications up at Appalachian, it's not Appalachian, it's Appalachian. Yeah, that's what they say on the radio. Appalachian State, I do slip up every once in a while, especially after some wine. And a good one like this, by the way. But they've been doing a series called The Boone Daily, and it's kind of a it's a sketch series. It's kind of, you know, you had kind of cross between Monty Python and Saturday Night Live, that kind of thing. And it's clever. It's funny. A lot of it, I don't show the whole episodes here because some of it, a lot of it's college humor, and this is a family-friendly show, so a lot of it I can't show. But I do take segments of it and snippets of it, and I do show some every week. We've got one tonight, a very short one, but it's clever. I thought it was clever. And I hope you'll stick around for that. We'll show that in a few minutes. Let's do a few dad jokes, by the way, and see if somebody can win. If you can throw your best or worst dad jokes at me, let's see if somebody can win a dad joke book tonight. And the dad joke book that I'm working from, and Ed, you won a dad joke book last week. Doesn't stop you from contributing more dad jokes if you want. But I have some more books that I can give away. I'm getting some in, as a matter of fact. Let me show you camera three. This is what we're working from. This is a 365 truly terrible wisecracks, a daily dose of dad jokes. It says you've been warned. And this is by, let me pull this thing up, by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a couple of pages of dad jokes. And like I said, you can retaliate. You can respond. Retaliate if you want. You can respond with some dad jokes of your own. And best dad joke or the worst. We'll see. Do I have CM Sender in here to make a call on that? Usually she's there to judge these. I guess I might have to judge it myself. She's busy. Best or the worst of these could win a dad joke book. Ed, you can contribute, of course, but I've got one on the way to you. You've already won one. And I know a couple other people. Your mom's sentiment, you won one, I think, a few weeks back. Or somebody, no, you won the calendar. You won the National Day calendar, by the way. And I hope you received it. If you're watching now or listening later, I hope you received it. Let me know if you received it. Let me know if you didn't receive it, because that would be a problem. Okay, so let's pick some dad jokes for April. What's today? The 16th? It's the 16th. For about another hour and 3 minutes. Wow. We may be closing up early tonight, huh? Closing the bar early. All right. Let me check the chat one more time. So Octopus Soup, that's an interesting name. Octopus soup. Do you like octopus soup? I don't really eat octopus, so I don't know, but some people do. It's very popular in some Asian countries. So let's go do some dad jokes and be back over here. All right. So April, did I read, which one did I, what was the last one I, oh, let me start with April 12th. All right, April 12th. Knock, knock. Who's there? Pencil. Pencil who? Pencil fall down if you don't wear a belt. I don't know if I have. Nah, I'm not gonna. I use this one. All right, April 13th. My gram always supports my photography. Whenever I need something, boom, she's right there. I love my Instagram. All right, that was just truly bad. My gram, Instagram. Okay, that was bad. April 14th. What do you call a pile of kittens? A meountain. A meountain. Okay. I think it's a rim shot. Okay, April 15th. I thought it would be cool to have Velcro shoes, but it turns out they're a total ripoff. Don't know about that one. What do you think? Did anybody like that one? April 16th. Yeah, they'd say the truly terrible wisecracks. That's what I'm terrible. I'm not known for my good dad jokes. I'm known for my bad ones. April 16th. What was the Nacho's favorite dance? Salsa. That was too obvious. What about soda? The can-can. Okay, that's pretty fun. The rabbits. What's a rabbit's favorite dance? Anybody guess? What's a rabbit's favorite dance? Hip-hop. Yep. The trees. What's the tree's favorite dance? Swing. All right, that gets a rim shot, too. Let me have my rim shot. There it goes. The robot vacuums. What's the robot vacuum's favorite dance? Come on, this is an easy one, guys. This is an easy one. Guys and gals, excuse me. The robot vacuum's favorite dance. Come on, think about this one for a second. It's the Roomba. What was the eyeball's least favorite dance? The polka. They are truly terrible jokes. I think I'll read four more and then we're done with this. Okay. Anybody else have some dad jokes that are better than mine? Come on, Ed, you've got some dad jokes. I know you always have a dad joke or two up your sleeve. April 17th. This one for April 17th. I don't like to talk about my pan pizza. It's personal. That wasn't even worth any of these. Okay. April 18th, what do monkeys' marriages... Oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Why do monkeys' marriages never last? They're all swingers. And this is a family-friendly show, right? That's a family-friendly show. April 19th, my hipster girlfriend likes to take pictures of her coffee. She calls them mugshots. April 20th. Did you hear about the hotel room with a living room and a kitchen? It's pretty sweet. All right. That one gets applause. And I think that'll do it for the dad jokes for this week. Anyone else had some dad jokes? Anyway, if you can throw in a good dad joke or two, there might be a dad joke book in here for you. Ed has one. Let's see what Ed has. Okay, Ed says, a young girl was told not to play with boys because they are too rough. She decided to play with all the smooth ones she could find. That was funny. Okay. That's a good one, Ed. See, Ed to the rescue as always. Ed has some good ones. Very cool. Thank you, Ed. Anyone else have a dad joke? Now, the dad joke books, you know, like I said, Ed already won one. So anybody else want to give their best or worst dad jokes to me and we could give it a try, give it a shot? Time for more wine. Yeah, well, you know, I just thought of one. What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament? Live stream. Okay, that was bad. I know. I'm not giving myself a rim shot for that one. Speaking of noodles or pasta over here, I gave away that one. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. Yeah. Didn't get a whole rim shot on that one. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. I guess that's it for this. A lot of the dad jokes. Okay. Who wants to see a short video? I've got a short video of the Boondaily. Now, let me set this up for you for just a second. Okay. So, the Boondaily is a weekly show. It's called the Boondaily. It's a weekly show. This is put on by students at Appalachian State University up in Boone, North Carolina. And each episode gets progressively longer. I think they're working on, I think the last one that my son Tommy produced, he was the producer for the one last week, was he said was 16 minutes long. I think the last one they're doing, their final one, is going to be somewhere around 20 to 30 minutes long. But they do a lot of sketches, a lot of different sketches. And one sketch they did that I'm going to show tonight is called, what's it called? Oh, it's called The Wumbler. And this is a spoof on a commercial, you know, like the kind of Ron Popeil kind of commercials. And we did a lot of those. You've seen a lot of those in the past. If you've been watching the show for any particular length of time, you know that I've shown a bunch of the ones that we did on Super 8 back in the day for different, spoof commercials for different products. And this is one. The Wumbler, I think is what it's pronounced. And it's my son on camera doing this. Anyway, this is the Wumbler.
Behold!
The Wumbler?
The Wumbler! This innovative new product is capable of very... So I have... just shake it. Cheese. Let's flip it over. Mustard and cheese. Wumble. There.
Off pepperoni. Script. You're off script.
I'm off script? Great. Script sucked anyway. This thing has a hair on it. It makes the unedible edible. I quit.
Bye, Wumble.
Bye, Wumble.
And that was the Wumbler. He did, I think what they were doing was they all had to create their own characters for different sketches, and each one had a character they created to contribute. And that was one of Tommy's. He had a couple, I think. One that you saw before, the Milkman, that you've seen some of those for in the past, I believe. And this, the other one was Wumbler, and he did four of these sketches, these short sketches, and I think I can show all four of them. Not showing them all four tonight, but I'm going to, over the next course of the next few weeks, I'll show the rest of them. But that was the Wumbler. That's what it is. I keep wanting to call it the Wumbler, but he was telling me tonight, you know, it's Dad, it's the Wumbler. Thank you. I stand corrected. So, anyway, we can show one more short if you want. That is from one of the other, like from one of the Super 8 films I did. We can do that if you want, but it would be your choice. Okay, Ed says, just got home safe, was driving, had to sidestep a crash on I-4 just south of Fairbanks. Ooh, that's not good. Okay, Ed has another dad joke. here that I missed here. It's, Ed says, I usually eat boiled eggs for the convenience. Oh, that's not a dad joke. That's real. Ed, sometimes I don't know if you're joking or not. I know. It's, you know what, Ed, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do the same thing. I do the exact same thing. Now, Ed and I used to be roommates way, way back in the day when we both worked at Walt Disney World in Orlando. And we were roommates for a while, and probably one of the best roommates I ever had. One of them. I had a couple of roommates who were really good. I had a lot who were not good, but Ed was very, very cool, and a great friend. We've been friends for decades. And you know, one of the things that he and I have a lot of things in common. One of the things that we have in common, apparently, he likes to make the boiled eggs for the convenience of it, and I'm exactly the same way. And here's how it works: is that when I get up in the morning, I don't want to eat anything right away, and I have to sit down and get to work. I have to log in and start working from home. When I'm here, when I'm at the office, I just drive in the office, and I usually don't eat breakfast at all, just a cup of coffee. But when I get here, when I'm working from home and I walk into my studio office in the morning, that's all I want. I just have a couple of cups of coffee and just get right to work. And then later on, I'll stop and say, oh, you know, I'll take a little 10-minute break or something and go make myself a little breakfast. So I will, because I don't want to stay away from what I'm doing too long. Usually I'm in the middle of a project of some sort, and so I don't want to take a lot of time away from what I'm doing, just, you know, 10-minute break or so. I'll go downstairs, and what can I make in like 10 minutes? Okay, get out the pot and boil some eggs. Of course, if I'm boiling eggs for me, I got to boil them for everybody. So I'll boil a few eggs. 3 minutes, 3-minute egg, done. Grab my eggs, go back up, sit back down at the computer and continue my work, and it's all good. So, Ed, I know exactly what you're saying. Ed says, drink a bit of coffee on the way home. I'm catching up the comments because I'm not driving now. I'm glad you're not driving while you're watching. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. It's more important. Look, I love having you here on the show, and I love having you here in the chat, as always, friend. Ed, you're a good friend. But please don't put yourself in any risk by watching me while you're driving, please. I would rather you be safe. Look, as much as I love you watching the show, I would much rather you be safe than watching me drink wine. But I'm glad you're home safely. And you said you had to sidestep a crash in I-4 just south of Fairbanks. I know where that is. He's referring to Interstate 4 in Orlando. And Interstate 4, I-4, runs between it's a stretch. It kind of crosses, or it kind of cuts into Central Florida, and it runs between Tampa and Daytona Beach, all across that area. And what is it, about 60-mile stretch, something like that. 45-mile stretch, something like that. Anyway, maybe it's a little longer. No, it's longer than that, yeah. Probably about a 70-mile stretch or so. Anyway, so where was I? I got to start talking about I-4. So Orlando's smack in the middle of this. And so I-4 runs straight through O-Town, as we call it. And Fairbanks Avenue is on the on the east side of that. And, I hope it wasn't a serious crash. Hope it wasn't anything serious. But I'm glad you were able to sidestep it. Glad you got home safe. I-4 is a very dangerous road, by the way. And it was dangerous when I worked at Disney. When Ed and I both worked at Disney, that's what we had to do. That was our way to get to work and home, was driving on Interstate 4. And it wasn't too bad. It was a long drive, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't quite as heavy back then. It was fairly heavy, but I remember it not being too heavy or clogged back in the day, back when we were working there in the late 70s, early 80s to the mid 90s. But as Orlando grew and became such a huge metropolis over the decades, I-4 didn't really keep up fast enough, and they kept expanding I-4, but, and I think they still do that, but it didn't expand fast enough to keep up with the growth and the traffic, really, really behind on the growth. And it's become more and more of a very dangerous road. In fact, I recall a couple of years ago, it was considered one of the most dangerous highways in the country. And with good reason, because particularly a stretch on International Drive, where a lot of the tourists go, stay and go, it is, you're pretty much taking your life in your hands, getting on and off that road and navigating that stretch of I-4. It's kind of a hair-raising ride at times, especially at night when all the tourists or the guests at Disney and Universal or that are going back to their hotels. It's incredible. It's just incredible. The last time I drove on it was in 2020 when I was there for PodFest. That was back in March of 2020. And that was for PodFest which was held at a hotel on International Drive. And just getting around town a little bit, it was just, I couldn't believe just how congested, how horrendous that drive really, really was. It's a rough drive. I hope they've improved it since then. But yeah, Ed, I can really appreciate that situation. Trust me. Very, very dangerous road, I-4. All right, so I went on another ramp, and that's what I do on this show, on this live stream. And Brew243 is in the chat on Twitch, Brew243. I haven't had enough of this. I'm pouring some more. Brew243, thanks for being here on the show. It says, evening, Rick, and evening right back at you. Brew243, so it sounds like you like beer. You like a good brew, right? What kind of beer do you prefer? I prefer porters myself, although I do like I like several types of wines, but I do like dark lagers and porters and things like that. My boss, he prefers an IPA. He really, really likes and the hoppier the better, he tells me. And he's brewed his own beer before, which was actually pretty good. I tried some. It's actually a pretty good beer. Some years back. I know he hasn't had time to do much of that lately, but he was pretty good at it. But he likes the hoppy beers. I like beers with a lot of hops in them sometimes. It kind of depends on the mood I'm in, you know. But I do like a lot of the dark beers. And I like a lot of porters. I do like those. So what kind of brew do you like? Brew 243? Let me know. Let's see what we got here. You know, it's pretty much most of what I got on here. I think I pretty much covered everything. Let's see. We did National Days. Okay. We opened Pour, Taste, and Review of the Wine. We paired with food, the National Days, Dad Jokes, and we showed the Boone Daily. I can show one more film if you want. We got a little bit of time. Why not? I'll tell you what I've got queued up. What I've got queued up is I've got Element Rice Cake Review. That's something that my son and I did together. It was a review on some rice cakes. It turned out to be rather comical. I have the Cadillac Ranch. I've got, Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. And let's see what else I've got here. We've shown the Miracle Exercise Cube so many times. The Savco Stringy Art, I could show that one. That one's cool. People like that one a lot. So what would you like to see? Tell me what you like to see, or I'll pick one. I also have this. I have... Where is it here? Chug-a-Bug. I have not shown Chug-a-Bug in a while. Ed, have you ever seen Chug-a-Bug? It's very, very short. It's like a 15-second commercial. Have you ever seen Chug-a-Bug? Chug-a-Bug is a classic. You know what? I think that's what I'll do. I'll show Chug-a-Bugs very, very quick. Let me see if I've got that ready to go. I'm pretty sure I have that queued up. Yeah, I think so. Let's show Chug-a-Bug. Why not? Here's Chug-a-Bug.
It's no secret kids love bugs, but that's no way to eat roaches. Try Chug-a-Bug, naturally flavored insect drink. Naturally flavored because it contains 90% real insect juice.
Have a cake or just a mug, but you'll never choke on a leg when you chug-a-bug.
Darn fruity flying tangy termite.
Yeah, I hit the button a little early there. Sorry about that, folks. This is a live show, and I do not have a production team here. I do not have a producer. I am the producer and the director, the floor director. And I do all this stuff for myself, right from here. It's just, it's all on the fly. No, I get, you know, people have asked me, do you get nervous doing this sort of thing? No, actually, no. I'm completely comfortable, not nervous at all. And in fact, the wine definitely helps. There's one thing that makes me nervous. When things start going wrong, that's when I get nervous. When I'm hitting a button and it's not going as cute, or if I do what I did just now with Chug-a-Bug, and I start, you know, hitting the wrong buttons, or weird things start happening, or stuff happens with it. Now, everything else seems to be working just great online. I'm checking through Facebook. We've got, well, everything's going on Facebook, just great. YouTube's rolling well. Twitch is rolling. Let's see, Twitter, everything's on Twitter. Honestly, everything's going on really, really well online. Technically speaking, we're doing just great getting this live stream out, because we stream it to 5 different platforms simultaneously. So that's why if you're in the chats and you're saying, well, who's Ed? Or, you know, who's this person or that person? And you know, who's Penny Baby and Octopus Soup? And that's because they're in different chats. I'm following 5 chats on 5 different platforms. That's what I'm doing. And when you're switching and you're hosting and you're drinking and you're swapping back and forth and doing everything all at once, when something goes wrong, and if it looks like I lose my train of thought sometimes it jumped off the track, whatever. But more often than not, a lot of the times what happens is because I get distracted with something. I get distracted with something that's going on that was unexpected, that I didn't expect to happen. Then I'm either saying, okay, what's going on here? Do I have to fix this? Or I'm trying to fix it while I'm talking or doing something. So I'm multitasking. I'm really multitasking a lot here. So if I ever seem distracted, most of the time that's usually what the cause is, because I'm trying to do everything all at once. And, it does get distracting, and it kind of throws me off a little bit. So, now I'm not making excuses for myself per se, but yeah, it's a lot going on here. One of these days, I got to get myself a producer. If I ever start making money from this show, which was not really the aim of this show, by the way, this show is not monetization is not my goal here. Although it would be nice, if, you know. Anybody, you know, a sponsor, anybody wants a sponsor, that'd be great. Then I could afford a producer. But that's not what I'm doing here. I'm just kicking back with you. And I'm not looking to, it's always nice to grow your channels, to get more viewers, to get more subscribers, to get more people watching. And that's great. But that's not my focus, really. My focus is delivering the best entertainment that I can for you and having you here with me and just having a good time. that's what this is all about. It's just about having a good time. I have other podcasts. I've been a longtime podcaster. I've been caught podcasting for about 16 years now, nearly 16 years. And I've done those kind of podcasts. I've done, you know, I've done a lot of different podcasts, some that are that have been monetized, some that I'm doing for various reasons. The Two-Way Radio Show, which is the one that I do for my day job. I get paid for doing that one. That's my day job. And, you know, we do that one, you know, marketing or promoting radios and the use of radios. And it's a different kind of podcast. But all these podcasts do different things, and I've done them for different reasons. And some of them are monetized. Some of them are intended for marketing or making money or whatever, and some of them are not. Some of them are just purely for entertainment value. This is one of them. This is what I'm doing just for Saturday nights when I can sit down with some wine and just kick back with you and just shoot the breeze. Just have a good time. That's all. That's what the show is about. So I'm really under no pressure other than just my worries of when things go wrong, because I want to deliver the best show that I can for you. And I want you to have a good time. I want you to have a good time with the show. And if things aren't working right and I'm not doing what I need to do on my end, I'm not giving you the best time that I can give you. You know, you're not having a good time. You know, go somewhere else or whatever. I want you to have a good time. I don't want to be cringeworthy. It probably is. A lot of what I do is probably cringeworthy. Some of it is cringeworthy of me. And I, after half a bottle of wine, I got up in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to edit this podcast version of this. Oh, that kind of, why did I say I do that? But the thing is that we're in the moment. We're having a good time. That's what matters. And the rest of it, I don't worry about too much. So I really have no, I have no worries about what I'm doing right now. I'm not nervous. I say this. I have no nerve. There's no nervousness. I'm completely relaxed and just having a good time doing this. And I hope you are too. I hope you're, because that's the whole idea. That's what this is all about. So, yeah, I know I have to do a rant every once in a while. It's not really a rant. I'm just talking. That's what I do. I talk on this show. So Ed says, I dropped a raw egg onto a concrete floor and didn't crack it. Concrete floors are pretty durable. I'd never seen Chug-A-Bug. You never saw Chug-A-Bug. Well, you've seen it now. What do you think of Chug-A-Bug? Yeah, that's one that you remember Jim Chamberlain. That's one that Jim and I made just for a joke film. Just backtrack a little bit for those who are a little more than a little confused. That's what is going on here. When I lived in Orlando, when I lived in O-Town, we had a film club, a local film club. The Cinematography Club of Orlando that I joined with my friend Jim and some of my other friends. And it later became the Association of Cinematic and Video Arts when video started becoming a big deal there. And anyway, so we used to do in our club meetings, we used to help promote film and video production. We'd have these contests, these in-club contests where we would have these little competitions where we say, okay, for the next month or whatever, you put together this kind of a film. And sometimes it would give you a general concept to make a film on. And then other times it was kind of just a whatever you want to do. And then at the end of the month, everybody would bring their films in and we'd all show the films or the videos. And then someone would win a prize. You know, somebody would win something for the best one. Everybody would vote on which was the best. And Chug-A-Bug was one of those that Jim and I did that we submitted for the contest. So that's what that was about. Another one was the one that we showed before, the little animated film, the damn film That was another one that we made, a little cutout animation. And we showed that a couple of times, two or three times, I think, on the show. So, but that's what that was all about. Yeah, I did. We used to make films when I was younger, films and videos. I'm still making videos now. And I show a lot of them. Oh, by the way, I want to give you an update before I close up, before I give the final review. This is about time for me to do that. Yes, it's time for the final review. So, speaking of which, in my 100,000 feet of film that I have to be transferred, I've been transferring a little bit of time. You've seen some of the films. I have some more that I'm transferring. I just got the word from Nicholas Coyle, who does all of our transfers and film restorations, that the next batch of films that I sent him, this past batch that I sent him earlier in the month, they are done. They are ready to be shipped back. He invoiced me already, and we will be receiving these shortly. And in the next week or two, I will have some all new films to show you that you've never seen before. And I can hardly wait to show them to you. Among these is one called Jim and Eric, short but a kind of a comedy film. And another one is called The Fan. It's it was supposed to be a horror film, but it turned into a comedy. A lot of ours turned into comedies. Comedy horror film, short, called The Fan. May not be what you think. This is a very different kind of film. Ed, did you ever see The Fan? I think you've seen The Fan, haven't you? I think you've seen The Fan. But it's going to be transferred, and it's going to be shown on the internet for the first time ever. Hasn't been seen in over 40 years. That's how old some of these films are. Anyway, so this is the stuff that's coming. Hopefully it'll arrive back here safely so we can show it in the next couple of weeks. So I'll have a lot more films to show you. We'll have a lot more fun. Anyway, it's time to close it up now, I think. Past time. I do want to give a final review on this wine. So this is what we've been drinking. This is the Monte Antico Toscana. It is 85% Sangiovese, 10% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 5% Merlot. Now, it's supposed to go well, according to the label, the back of the label, which I'm reading right now again. It's aged 1 year in oak, 6 months in bottle. And it's a perfect match for cheese, pasta, and all meat dishes. Well, I can say for a certainty, I'm not sure about all meat dishes. I don't know about all meat dishes because I didn't really care for it much with the smoked turkey that we had here. You know, we had it with the smoked turkey. We had it with the smoked chicken and the pasta with meat sauce and a couple of the cheeses. This was the cheddar and parm combo. And then we have a cheddar, Cracker Barrel cheddar. It went okay. I'm not even going to try it with, I know it's going to go good with the dessert. I'm not going to even try it with the, that's a brownie. I got to stay off that stuff. I think sometimes my wife, my lovely wife, she toys with me. She throws it in there saying, you know, you're not supposed to eat this. Here it is. I love her. She's something else. But I will say that it went well with everything. It did go well with all the meats, and it did go well with the pasta, of course, and with both the cheeses. It went really well with those, especially the cheddar. I really liked it. I did not care for it too much with the turkey, the smoked turkey, but it just might have been the way that the smoked turkey was prepared. I don't know, but when it says all meats, I'm thinking it means all meats. But I can tell you, I bet this thing goes great with a steak. Who can afford a steak these days? I don't know. I'm sure this would go great with a burger, and it would go good with a pizza. Meat or no meat, veggie pizza, I think it would go great with a pizza. I really like this wine. I really do. I like this wine a lot. $9.99 at Trader Joe's. I think it's also available at Total Wine. Total Wino, as I affectionately call it. I don't mean that in a bad way. Ed says, love the fan. Yeah, Ed, you remember the fan. Yeah, you love the fan. It's a classic. And, you know, it's some of the lines in that film are... sometimes we recite a number of the lines just because they're unforgettable. some of the dialogue in that film is just unforgettable. I'm looking forward to showing that to you, by the way. I think it'll be a lot of fun. So anyway, let me check the chats one last time. So once again, I really recommend this wine. I highly recommend it. And for those who are asking me about it, Greek wine, I'm going to take a look at Greek wines. I do have it written down. Radfink, I appreciate your suggestion. I'm going to check that out. Maybe we can have a Greek wine the next few weeks to review. And I want to thank everyone for being here with me in the chat tonight. I want to thank Radfink, 666FTW, Panay Baby, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. And let me tell you something. I love the Filipino people. They are great. They are great people. They're great folks and hard workers and just really, really strong ethics. Really they are. Octopus Soup, thank you for being here with me tonight. And Brew243 and everybody else who is watching, but who was not in the chat, thank you for watching. I appreciate it. Everyone watching on, those watching on YouTube. Weren't in the chat, but watching on YouTube. Everyone else watching on Facebook as well. And let's see, who else was Twitter? Everyone who is watching on Twitter, though you did not tweet, appreciate you being there and hanging out with me. And those on Odyssey as well. Thank you for joining me. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I want to say, in closing, yes, I want to bring out, yes, it's time to bring him out, isn't it?
Yep.
It's time to bring out Roadkill Bill. The show would not be complete without Roadkill Bill, right, Bill? That's right. Roadkill Bill says, yeah, he squeaks a lot. He's Roadkill Bill. Don't get all squirrely on me, Roadkill Bill. Anyway, Bill says, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's just better to stay put. It's safer that way. Right, Bill? That's right. It's not worth it. You're putting yourselves in danger and others in danger as well. If not for yourself, think of the others around you. Please do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive either because that's also dangerous. It's also distracted driving. Because I want you to have a great week. But I mostly want you to have a safe week. Stay safe. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.